right, St. Patrick's Day, we're having a virtual St. Patrick's Day party. Ordinarily, we'd be gathered with our friends from the United Way over at Freighter's Eatery and Tap Room in Port Huron. Not able to do that today, but we are able to visit with those member agencies of the United Way who rely on your United Way donations and perhaps the sale of raffle tickets, which are being done virtually as well. You can go to uwstclair.org, and they're going to have a drawing next month at a later date. Joining us right now, the director of the ARC of St. Clair County, Valerie Hudgens. Valerie, good morning.
Good morning.
A lot has changed in the last week, but what hasn't changed is these great organizations in our community. I guess let's start with how things have changed. Has anything changed? Have you had to institute any new procedures or policies this week at the ARC?
Yes, we are not taking walk-in clients at the moment. We are having everyone call us first and then on a case-to-case basis discuss what is needed to see if we can handle things telecommunication-wise.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us a little bit more about the ARC for people who aren't entirely familiar with what you do there.
The ARC of St. Clair County services individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities from birth to death. We have an adult advocate that works with individuals to help them live independently in the community. And we have a child and family advocate that works with kids in the schools to help with their IEP and their 504 plan. And we also have an inclusive recreation program that brings children together with their peers through play with disabilities and without to form these friendships. And those are all sponsored through the United Way.
It's so important to those people and their families, too, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's very important to them, and it's just to help people live independently and get the services that they deserve to be able to succeed in life.
You mentioned the United Way. You rely on them for the support that they give, and so that means you rely on the community, right?
We very much rely on the community support. We are not federally or state funded, so therefore we rely on our grants, our membership, our donations, and very much the United Way.
Yeah, fantastic organization. Valerie, if people want to know more about the ARC of St. Clair County, how can they connect with you?
They can connect with us through our website, which is thearcscc.org, or they can look us up on Facebook. Right. And our phone number is 810-989-9144. If they have any questions, they can contact me directly.
Fantastic. Valerie, have a great St. Patrick's Day. Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
You have a great day.
Take care. Bye now.